death. Now, is it really very good?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free booklet, Where Did Cain Find His Wife? Well, Ken, that sounds like maybe a cruel thing to say, especially to someone who may have just lost a loved one.
Well, it is cruel, Mark. We wouldn't think of saying such a thing if we're trying to comfort a friend who's at his wife's grave, for instance. And yet this is the most widely held view of death. Sadly, even many Christians believe it. Now, let me explain. After God created the world and everything in it, he said his creation was very good. But if you believe that millions of years of death and suffering and disease came before Adam, then you must believe that death was a part of the world that God called very good. In other words, the piles of bones under Adam's feet, full of cancer and all kinds of carnage, were very good. But you see, the Bible gives the right view of death. It's an evil enemy. It invaded God's good world about 6,000 years ago. Jesus Christ went to war against this enemy, and he triumphed over the grave with his resurrection. Now, this is a message of hope for anyone grieving over death. You see, Jesus Christ has conquered death, and he'll one day cast death into the lake of fire. He offers eternal life to anyone who'll simply trust in him.
One of our most effective witnessing tools is our booklet called Where Did Cain Find His Wife? It's a question that's been posed many times from the Scopes trial right to the present. To read the free booklet, go to our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.